Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Aulaxis or Vietnamese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Urdu, Thai, Japanese, and Turkish.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami. Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic.
V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po škocijanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorejo Cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko, po Postojnski jami z njeno človeško ribico in prestolnici Ljubljani, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostanin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Konec maja 2007 je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj podelila slovenskemu predsedniku dr. Janezu Drnovšku nagrado za sijajno vodenje sveta v znak priznanja za izjemen trud in razsvetljeno vodstvo svojega ljudstva in celotnega človeštva. Bil je pobudnik projekta Sadeži družbe, katerega namen je spodbujati dejavnosti prostovoljstva, akcije Svet za Darfur za pomoč prizadetim zaradi spora, je pa tudi dovršen pisec duha dvigujočih knjig.
V februarju 2008 se je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj še enkrat vrnila v Ljubljano, v Slovenijo. Tokrat žal, da bi objokovala smrt ljubljenega drugega predsednika Slovenije, dr. Drnovška. Med bivanjem v Sloveniji se je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. In zdaj s veseljem predstavljamo pogovor med najvišjo mojstrico Činghaj in ravnateljem Valdorfske šole gospodom Istokom Kordišem in članico parlamenta gospo Barbaro Žgajner-Tauš.
How are you? And they told me that you, for the children organization, helping
yes,
children.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I'm glad to know you.
It's hard to say. It's, I think, about 400 children that needs help.
You are the master of the school?
Yes, Walder School, yeah. It's combined, so one part of the school is also for the children with special needs.
Oh, I see.
So we are including, at the moment, about 30 of them out of 460. So with different special
different needs.
Needs.
All
yeah,
right,
different
all right.
Needs, yes.
So they came from all background, right? Or just from the well-off people or the
well,
poor family?
Different. What we try to include all social levels. So
yes.
From the poor to the rich. So all
oh,
together. So and
I
that's
see.
Why also the policy is. So it's not only for the poor, but it's not also for only for the rich.
Yes,
but
yes. Anyone,
together,
anyone.
Yes.
That's very
yeah.
good. That's very good.
Yes.
So you both from
a member of parliament. But I will speak in the name of Foundation for Children's Rights.
Okay.
It's not governmental foundation.
Understand? Yes.
It doesn't have any money from the
oh,
government
okay, okay.
Funds. So
not in this case.
Not in this case.
How
they search for donators.
So tell me about this program.
Well, this is program that helps ill children from the families that don't have money, not enough money to help their children. This foundation
for education.
Also for education.
Yes, yes.
Because I have the information that around 40% of children in Slovenia are faced with poverty.
Oh.
And in schools this is problem because children with a higher level, social level, sometimes they make jokes from the
That happened all the time.
Yes, and this is also kind of psychological.
Yes, I understand.
Stress that. Can be.
It's even worse than physical.
Especially when children are ill.
Yes, yes.
This is.
I know.
Another problem.
Very traumatic for them.
Yes, it is. We don't have in Slovenia institution that will speak only for the children.
Yeah?
We don't have.
Oh, well, somebody from outside come in and talk, maybe better. Then they make one.
Yes, maybe.
We suggest that they make one. Why don't you suggest they make one?
I don't know. We are a member of European Union.
Uh-huh.
European Union has a project making Europe with and for the children.
Yes.
So children are individuals, they need to speak, they need to be heard.
Yes.
But not in Slovenia. We're still not, conscious
new.
or...
Just new, I guess.
Maybe, yes.
We'll catch up soon, no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for the rights because I know they are...
I think the government should think of children because children is all you have, no? The future, no?
It's our future.
The children grow up, they will take care of the elder as well. If you treat the children well, the elder will be treated well.
Definitely.
In Asia, we have a saying like, you nurture the children, that means you're nurturing the old. That's mm-hmm. what they say like that.
Mm-hmm.
You treat the children well, that means you treat the elderly well. Because it's a chain work, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And suppose that you nurture the children, they grow up in happiness and well-being, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then of course they'll be grateful for us, the older generation. And then when we are a little bit less able, we're older, we don't think about it right now because we're so young, all of us. What I mean is most people don't think about the old age yet when we are still in our prime, you know? But it will come.
Mm-hmm. Sooner or later.
Yes. So actually, treating the children well is mm-hmm. also a kind of investment for the business-minded people. They should even think like that. Otherwise, when we're older, who will take care? You know, because if the children grow up smart, healthy, yeah, and feeling well, I mean, happy and confident, of course they will build the country. They will build better, maybe equipment, for taking care of the elderly, better house for the elderly, better welfare, you know, social welfare, and everything.
Yes.
The children will take care of us,
yes.
Right? Mm. I mean, us, the people,
yeah.
the elder generation. Mm. So this is kind of, even not talk about love or anything, it's already an investment that we must do. A very smart thing to do. Yeah, you gotta tell the parliament that. Maybe they will make an institution for children, like Europe.
I really hope so.
Mm-hmm. So what do? You speak to them or you write letter or?
Speak, write letters.
Speak, write both of them. Oh.
Write laws, but.
A lot of work, huh? A lot of work, huh?
A lot of work.
Yeah, but you are in the right place.
I'm also a member of. Parliamentary Assembly of Council of Europe.
Oh, you can do a lot.
Also in the assembly that fights for the rights of children.
Ah, you can do that. You're in there.
I hope someday we will be able to implement all the laws, all the ideas that are good in our country. I hope.
I think you will be able to.
Someday,
yes. Because you have such a passion about it. You can do it. You have love, you see? Yes, you can do that.
I live for my job. My job is my life.
Yes.
It's not my problem or something that is I have to do with unwill.
Yes.
I suppose that as a...
Mm.
I just ask him if he understands if I say the right words to describe.
I mean, you want to do it.
I want to do it
from your heart.
For me.
I understand.
I don't know why.
Where's your passion? Because you love children.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and you are the right person to do it. That's the right reason to do it. Only we do it with love. Yes. Then we will, even if not success. At least you know you try your best. You see,
yes, that's the main point. One day will come success.
It will come. It will come. Of course, it will come.
They say you have to believe.
Yes, of course it will come. You see, because already Slovenia already in Europe. You see, and if Europe implement that, sooner or later they will follow. Especially you remind them, look, we are in Europe, everybody does it.
Yes.
It's easier than not, yes? I'm sure Slovenian people will do it, just they didn't have enough time yet. You just recover from different ideology, system.
Yes.
And the other system was supposed to take care of everybody already, so there's nobody special for children or not children.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a different system, we maybe have more category. So it will come. Just time. Just we hope we have enough time.
Everything needs time. The right time.
I don't know if you need any help, but maybe if you need, we can support you somehow.
Hmm?
For that organization. You have an organization, right? Or not?
This is not my organization. This is an organization that leads one very, brilliant person. A woman that is with all her heart in this foundation.
Okay, and you think we could...
She's not from Ljubljana, otherwise she will come here.
You could accept something for her, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you give it to her for me?
Yes, everything.
All right, it's good. So what does she do normally for that organization?
She lives for her project. For this project. She works for the foundation, not 24, but 25.
Understand. So what does she do?
She's helping, talking, she's talking to donators, she donates money to I don't know, children, to people, for the food, for the operation, because in Slovenia, for example, we don't have operations on the heart for very young people, for children.
Oh.
They need to go to London, for example.
Oh, really?
And it costs a lot of money.
Oh.
She helps.
Understand.
To collect the money. To
raise money.
To help. Yes. Such things.
We can help with that. Yeah, for emergency case.
Yes.
The people who cannot afford it, it become life and death. You know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the question.
And we can help with that. You know, because that's very urgent. No?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you need a quick operation and you don't have money, then that your life depends on it.
Yes.
I can help support that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will be very helpful, really.
Right. Anything I can do for you?
Well, we are more working on everyday life with the children. So what we are doing, it's, the concept of Waldorf school. And of course, in this school, we are now the only one in Slovenia still, quite a big school, the last 16 years.
Yes.
So altogether about 460
children.
Mm-hmm.
Until high school, right?
Until high school, yes. Yeah. I mean, including high school.
Yes.
So from kindergarten to the high school altogether.
Yeah.
So one now it's one department also in Maribor.
Mm.
So it's we are kind of growing.
Yeah.
And as I told you, it's, what we would like is what we are doing, including all levels of people, so very different children from different environments, from different families and so on.
So how do you support that system?
We are private school because this is the only possibility to have Waldorf school in Slovenia, so it's not possible to have it as a public school.
Yes.
So we have a kind of social policy that the rich are supporting the poor.
Uh-huh.
So we have an For example,
like
if
balancing.
So if this normal scholarship would be, let's say, 90, we have it 140, but actually there are some who cannot pay anything, so but still can go. So the money is not reason not to go to our school.
I understand.
Yeah.
The state is donating
the part.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Good
it's
state.
Different.
In
yes,
Slovenia?
Yes. Yeah, in Slovenia. Yeah.
Good government.
Yes, very good. It's in the kindergarten, lower school and upper school, but different levels in each school. So in lower school it's much better than in the upper school, but still this is not sufficient. So it's not enough, especially because we have to buy all the equipment and the building by ourselves.
Mm.
So I mean, but the salaries and so are mostly paid from those.
From those.
The budget.
The budget, yes.
We all have problem to make ends meet nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that the government helps somehow. You know, I mean. Even not the whole thing, but better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm quite satisfied. Of course, if it would be better.
My God, I don't know.
Better, yeah, but
if any other government helped the Waldorf school or just
Slovenia? Oh yes, some did. No. Some did. Scandinavia quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
Germany also. And but here in Slovenia we are having very good cooperation with the, also with the public schools and with the government, and so we are doing at the moment quite good.
Yeah.
And the last 16 years, and I hope it will continue.
I hope so too. Well, okay, in that case we can just contribute a little bit.
Yeah.
Chip in, you know, everybody put one hand, huh?
Yeah, because what we are now doing, the project is of the also the project for the people with special needs with the lower standard. We have these different disabilities of the children, and so now you have children that need just more help, but they reach the normal standard, and then you have children who cannot reach, so it's a lower standard, and so we are now implementing this program, and for this of course you need much more equipment, much more educated people, and
but
stuff.
Don't they have
so.
Special school for those children?
They have also, but we would like to. I mean, we are doing it already here in Waldorf school also, because our policy or something is to include all different kinds. As I said, it's not only that this is a special school for that kind of children, but those children can come in the normal school and be a part of the school with their abilities. Because what's quite usual. That kind of child has very high developed one quality, but low developed the others. So in this quality he can really contribute to the others.
Yeah.
And so if you can achieve this, that this is a part of the class.
Yes.
You know, this is very important then, because then the class is not such the good one, you know, who accept the poor one, but also this one can contribute to the others, and it's very, very. I mean, in social meaning and in everything.
How long
it's very
have
important.
You been doing that?
16 years.
16 years, and
yes,
you saw the result?
Oh, yes. Good. Oh, yes. Yeah, very
the
good
children
results.
Grow up well,
yes. Yeah,
happy,
well, yeah,
and
yeah.
developed?
Yeah. Yes.
They told me they have vegetarian food in Waldorf school. Is that
also,
true?
Yeah. So they can choose. It's not only in Waldorf school, they can be. It's also in other schools in Slovenia.
Mm-hmm. In other schools?
Yes,
you
they can choose.
All.
They can choose, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I think Waldorf school, I thought, is a very idealistic school. It should be for environmental.
Yes.
There is not a question of choice.
Yes.
There's a life and death right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Meat eating is damaging to an environment a lot.
Yes.
I'm not speaking as a priest or a nun or a moral Puritan or anything like that. I'm speaking about the life and death of our planet.
Mm.
We have only several years. I have only 1 or 2 years to change our life.
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't have a planet. Not to talk about meat. Not meat.
Yeah.
So we must, I think Waldorf school should change policy to make an example for other schools. I'm just suggesting, okay? Because nobody actually to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But because of the survival of our planet, I always look upon Waldorf school, you know, in my heart. I always thought it's a very natural inclined school.
Mm-hmm.
It's teaching the children in the higher method and higher ideology.
Mm-hmm.
I always have admiration for Waldorf school.
Mm-hmm.
So if for this reputation, if you start all vegetarian diet, that would have been very big influence for the world school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ice is melting, huh?
Mm.
And that affects everything. It's not just the ice. The scientists already confirmed that the even if the permafrost melting, that will release the gas.
Yeah.
And gas is poisonous for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
You cannot. If it's typhoon, we can run somewhere else.
Yeah.
If it's
there, you cannot,
a gas, you go everywhere. Mm. You understand now?
Yeah.
So we have to contribute whatever we can to save the planet. There's not a question of moral anymore. You know, I've been talking all these years about our moral obligation to our co-inhabitants, like we have to treat animals the way we be treated, because they are creation of God. Mm-hmm. Now it's a question of our own survival, okay? Mm-hmm. For the children, even, that you are taking care of. Mm-hmm. If the children are not taught now to preserve the planet individually by protecting the species of the planet, by not eating animal, because eating animal means raising animal. Raising animal costs a lot of water, electricity, medicine, everything. And also release a lot of gas of the waste from the animal into the atmosphere. That's the most dangerous, the most poisonous gas came from animal.
Especially I read, I think.
Yeah, from UN report.
Yes, I don't know where, for the cow, raising the cows.
Yes.
It's
I have it
the
all,
most dangerous for the environment.
In the Supreme Master Television, compile all these facts for you, from UN, from scientists, from everywhere, all over the world, the whole list of what cause. And the UN already reported that raising animals is the most damage to our planet. Yeah. And even the climate change chief tell everybody we should not eat meat anymore. Yes. Yeah. One of the cause, the biggest cause.
This in Pacific they said it's a huge layer of plastic and all this garbage in the surface of twice of the states.
Yeah.
So big, and now the fish are eating this, and so we are getting back everything, through this.
Yeah. And even the fish have mercury rising and poison people and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Because of our environment's damage, you know, so the fish even are poisoned also, and so many people died because of fish and salmonella and mad cow and blue tongue disease and pig disease and chicken disease and bird flu disease, everything now. It's not even a question of me sitting here talking about moral standard even, but that should be the main point. We should, at least for the planet, at least you have to stop eating meat, so that we don't rise any more poisonous gas for the planet. And then we can maybe able to keep it the way it is now, that it won't get worse. Because if it gets worse, everybody die, from different causes, from gas also. Not just to talk about the hot or the disaster, frequent disaster nowadays. You can see in TV every day some disaster.
Mm.
Because of the climate change.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm thinking, if the I was always thinking Waldorf is a vegetarian.
No, I mean,
the Waldorf also are not vegetarian. I mean both.
Usually it's choice. Usually it's choice, because it's the question of parents' decision.
Yes.
So what we are trying is to raise the awareness. But maybe you're right, it's no time.
The choice that we made all these centuries is bringing us to where we are right now, that we're losing the planet in a couple of years if we don't change.
Thank you.
Cenimo vašo prijazno prisotnost pri današnjih besedah modrosti. Prosimo, pridružite se nam spet v nedeljo, pri zaključku pogovora med najvišjo mojstrico Šinghaj in ravnateljem Valdorfske šole, gospodom Isakom Kordišem ter članico parlamenta gospo Barbaro Žgajner-Tauš. In zdaj sledi še več pozitivnega programa na Supreme Master Television. Prosimo, ostanite z nami in naj Bog blagoslovi naš lepi planet, da bi še naprej uspeval v ljubezni, harmoniji in sreči.
We appreciate your kind presence today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Sunday for the conclusion of the discussion between Supreme Master Csinghaj and the headmaster of Waldorf School, Mr. Istok Kordis, and Parliament member Mrs. Barbara Žgajner-Tauš. And now, more positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned and may God bless our beautiful planet to continue to flourish in love, harmony and happiness.